michaelberkey.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Oh, what a jam-packed hour we have in store for you, including so many of you venting over the weekend about the gridlock in D.C. We're going to actually go to those emails. That's coming up next, Round the Bend. Plus another edition of We Can Count. Oh, yeah. In that edition, we're going to tell you about some of the numbers that were ugly in baseball because, of course, you have the American League Division Series and National League Division Series for those of you who are baseball fans. For those of you who aren't, it'll only take a couple minutes so you can just pretend you're not listening. Another hurricane is on its way. Yep, Ophelia. And it's a Cat 2 storm. Should we even talk about the possibility of where it's going to hit land? Is there any chance that it'll make its way to the United States? Because that's all I care about, I hate to say it, but when we start to look at these things, not that I don't care about so many of the other people outside of our boundaries, but aren't we weary of all these storms and tornadoes and everything else that's slammed in the United States this last 8 months? That's why FEMA is drained. We're all drained. Ophelia is actually going to pass near over Newfoundland, Canada, probably by early Monday, they say. That's what the folks in Miami are talking about anyway, the National Hurricane Center. Cat 2, 110 miles an hour. It was centered at a place southwest of Cape Race. Tropical storm, that kind of thing, yada yada. Here's the one, though, that probably shouldn't hit land either, but they're keeping their eye on it. There's another one, Tropical Storm Philippe, moving over the Central Atlantic. However, it really shouldn't hit land. But when we say all those things, not being a schooled weather person, just having to do it fill-in-wise a few times in my life, it's about the atmospheric pressures and whatnot that hit each other as they're moving across the ocean, what they're picking up. You know, what are they picking up and how close is it getting to land and all of that kind of stuff. So it's too early to tell on some of these things. Doesn't look bad, doesn't look like it's going in that direction, but boy, all bets are off. It could change at any moment. Speaking of all bets are off, one of the masterminds recently, or what he's believed to be anyway, one of the homegrown terrorists that went overseas to Yemen, Al Walaki, one of the worst, the U.S. Justice Department is now claiming responsibility, saying they gave the approval to kill Anwar al-Awlaki, the U.S.-born Muslim cleric who was recruiting right and left, apparently, and was doing it to justify killing as an act of defense. If you listen to anything ever on the jihadist website or whatever, he would put that out there. So there were back and forth conversations and memos and whatever between the Department of Justice and the CIA. He was on a kill or capture list, and he wasn't afforded any protections as a U.S. citizen, but was considered a combatant targeting our citizens. So he was killed Friday in a drone strike. And the president is saying what he's calling him the leader of an external operations for the Al-Qaeda, an Al-Qaeda affiliate anyway. So I think this is good news because if you look at some of the things that have happened and how they could be traced to him, you could go to the Christmas Day attempt with Abdullah Muttalib, the guy that almost blew up the plane, if you remember, in 2009 that was headed to Detroit. You could also certainly look at what happened in a couple of other places in the United States, attacks that were thwarted, and a lot of people paying attention to what he was saying. He was absolutely, I think, a key cog in an Al-Qaeda infrastructure, if you will, anyway. But not everybody's thrilled about this. Congressman Ron Paul, many of you in our straw poll are picking Paul. He condemns the whole idea of how he was taken out, saying that they crossed a dangerous, the Obama administration crossed a dangerous divide and has now set a dangerous precedent for how we handle terrorism cases. Paul, who's a libertarian or Republican anyway, joined forces with Dennis Kucinich, of all people, the most liberal of the Democrats on the Hill, Congressman Kucinich, who said the same exact thing, that this can't happen. Taking Al-Awlaki out this way is not acceptable, Kucinich says. He says it's not acceptable to trample the Constitution through extrajudicial killings. What say you, America? Fair or foul? Is Ron Paul right by sending a drone after this nutball? Because he is. He definitely, you know, gained attention and raised fears and certainly rallied people around the cause. There's no question about it. I mentioned what happened with the airliner that could have blown up, and that wasn't the only case that we could point to. We could point to a couple of others, too, including what happened in Fort Hood, that some of that also could be probably traced to him. And, you know, Jane Jihad, remember her? That would be traced to him as well. Again, going to the websites and reading what he had to say and whatnot and fueling the fire for these people who just needed to have their wick lit, so to speak, and it was by the things that he had to say. So, you know, was it fair? Was it foul? Are they right? Is there a line that was absolutely crossed? Are we crossed over that divide? And it brings up enhanced interrogation techniques, all the stuff that happened with the Bush administration. I mean, here's what I say to you. How do you handle terrorism? As Americans, how do you think the United States should handle terrorists? What's the right way? What's the United States way? What's the American way to fend off terrorism? An American, and that's part of this, an American who just goes over to Yemen, who had been underground for a while, who was definitely pressing buttons, who was definitely training Al-Qaeda operatives to go after people in the United States to combat Americans, let's face it. I'm going to have to say I disagree with Ron Paul. As much as I like what Ron Paul has to say on so many things, I don't agree with him there. The drone strike, I think they should have done that. If they knew where he was, there was no collateral damage in this case, so nobody can complain about that. And I think that he had to be taken out. But am I wrong? Am I not looking at this the right way? I mean, this isn't a terrorist who wants to blow up Americans, but is it okay to kill him? Would it have been better to try to capture him alive? And this is a drone. This is a drone that we're talking about. Some people think that this is a threat to all of us because we're crossing over too many lines. What do you say? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Talking about specifically here on America Tonight, because it came up on Friday. Now, there's been a lot of conversation about how far have we gone? Are we trampling the Constitution through extrajudicial killings? You know, the reaction to Anwar al-Awlaki's death and what's happened since then. And this is a guy we could have captured, I guess. If we captured him alive, well, then what would the interrogation methods have been? So you have to think about this. What's the threat to our country? What kind of deadly force are we allowed to use to stop people? What is it? I say there has to be some place where you get permission to take certain people out. Am I looking at this wrong? I don't know. See, there's things that I say are absolutely wrong, like Fast and Furious, the guns, that's ridiculous. And then everybody claiming they didn't know who was higher up on the chain, like the Attorney General, Eric Holder. I didn't know. Janet Napolitano didn't know. The president didn't know. Nobody in power knew. Nobody knew, except for the low-level people who decided around a table one afternoon when they were at Taco Bell, wouldn't this be a great thing to do? Let's get a whole bunch of guns, spend a bunch of money on the guns, follow the guns, and see where it leads us. Get into the hands of the drug cartels, and this is how we can shut this down. The intermediate person, the person, the middleman, we can get them. It'll be perfect. Isn't this great? You know, so come on. Right? But at the same time, in this case, drones and taking out this guy, the worst, like such a traitor. Let me just kill Americans. I hate Americans. I was an American. I hate them. I'm just going to say whatever I want to say on my little crazy website, and I'm going to incite as much violence as possible. So he's a terror boss. And I think he had to be taken out, and I think he was, and I think it was a good thing. So the semantics over this, I'm going to call foul on it. I don't think so. As much as I agree with a lot of what Ron Paul has to say, I don't agree with this one. Or Dennis Kucinich is also saying that this is wrong and how far does this go, and clearly this can happen to other Americans, and this isn't the philosophy we should adopt. You know, do we just whack a terrorist? And why do we do it that way? Here's a question. Are we going to constantly operate with our hands tied behind our back when it comes to interrogating, when it comes to taking certain people out? I mean, come on, give me a break. What do they do in the old days of the Wild West? How do they take people out, people that were slaughtering other people? What do? Ask for permission. Get on a stagecoach, go all the way to Washington, try to get permission, send a cable, come back, no. And I know it's a stretch with the comparison I'm trying to make here, but in this case, I think it was completely justified. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Okay, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What a wild weekend in sports, huh?
Oh, I knew you watched it.
I watched everything this weekend, yes.
I told you the dude was a loser, Kate. I mean, come on. What do you do when you're rooting, when you're subconsciously locked into a football team because you've been rooting for him since you were a little kid, and you got a loser as your quarterback? I mean, this guy single-handedly lost that game today. Of course, if America Tonight doesn't know it, Tony Romo threw three interceptions, including two pick sixes in the 25 minutes of the second half to let the Detroit Lions win the game. So, I mean,
well, and they had such a big lead. Here was the thing. They had such a big lead.
Yeah, and you know what, Kate? When you're up by four scores, see, this is what they don't think a lot about. You have to think by scores, meaning the other team has to go down the field four times on you to beat you. And they have done it the whole damn game. So what are you thinking? Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. If we have to punt on fourth down, no big deal. Make them beat us.
Right. Don't, you know what?
There.
I agree. Yeah.
Don't sit there and just give the game away because you're throwing the stupid football when you shouldn't be doing it. You know, so that's part of the coaching aspect of what Jason Garrett and his offensive coordinator are going to have to answer for. But at the same time, I mean, this guy, he did it against the Jets in the first game of the year. You know, he's cruising along in the first half, just looking great, looking like a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady, just making all his passes. And then all of a sudden he collapses. I don't know if he loses concentration? Mm-hmm. He's just not paying attention? But what, I mean...
I don't know. You know, I want to tell everyone the final score so they know. I don't think I think I was remiss and didn't mention it before. Don told you what happened in the game. But in the end, it was the Lions 34-30. Matt Stafford, who is the quarterback for the Lions, helped bury the Cowboys. He was so cool. And, you know, when he took that final snap and went down, you could just see this smile on his face. He had to buy a suite because he's from Dallas and had so many people that came to see him. And they were down 20 points at the halfway mark of the game, and they turned that into a huge win. So the Lions are now 4-0. 24 points down in the third quarter, and they win 34-30. And nobody did nail the score. So in case you were desperate to find out about that, nobody nailed it. Rick in Illinois had the Lions winning it 31-13. David in Texas had the Lions winning it 34-17. Dan in Texas had the Lions winning it 27-21. A lot of people picked the Lions, but nobody picked the exact score. It's so tough to nail the score. I'm always pulling for somebody to do that. And just a reminder, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you just tuned in. Dom was talking about that game. And each week in our third hour, Friday, we randomly pick a game of the week. You don't have to really love football. It's like lottery numbers. We just had that $113 million for the Mega Millions lottery. Two winners, too. There was two different states where they picked those winning numbers. So in this case, you're just telling us what team and what you think the final score is going to be, and that's it. And then we'll see if anybody comes out on top. And unfortunately, this time around, nobody came out on top. Maybe like this argument that we're having here, the back and forth over, you know, what are the rules? What are the rules of engagement anymore? What are the rules of terrorism, I guess? I mean, would it have made a difference if, you know, why do we allow certain things? Why do we allow certain things to happen where you can use deadly force and then others, it's just out of bounds and people go crazy. It's out of bounds. The guy has rights. He has rights. Why didn't we pay attention to his rights? I mean, you got to be kidding. And yet so much is made now starting to be made over this, and I think that you're going to see this for the next couple of weeks, but I still think not enough over Operation Fast and Furious. I don't think so. All right, I said we would check the mail, and we will, and actually some of you sounded off on what happened on Friday. As I said, it was a very busy weekend for emails. When I checked the box, it was overflowing as per usual. Also, questions about Amanda Knox, rather. If you don't know who that is, that's the American who is charged in Italy with the death of a woman that she knew in Italy, and whether or not she's going to end up serving she's already served time, but whether or not she's going to be held for the rest of her life, basically, there over what happened back in 2007, her British roommate murdered. Is she going to be, you know, held for the murder of her, convicted on that, and have to serve the rest of her days out in the prison in Italy? Or does she get on a plane waiting to take her back to America? Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Gently, I can do it with an animal's grace. I can do it with precision. I can do it with gourmet taste. But either way, I wanna kill you. I wanna blow you away. I can do it to your mind.
As promised, we're gonna head to the mail here in a second. Just a couple of quick reminders about the show. Nail the Score, as you know, that comes up on Fridays in our third hour. Also, we still have our straw poll, and I've got some fresh numbers from over the weekend. As I said, we were going to do this for 3 weeks. Week one went down, and Herman Cain and Ron Paul were pretty much neck and neck. Now we're into week two. I thought it'd be interesting because it's unscientific, just like all the straw polls are anyway. Like the one in Florida and Michigan and Iowa and California, all that. And we've had different people that have popped up in these polls. So, for fun, if you had to vote, who would you vote for now at this point? It's up, it's over, it's done, and it has to happen now. Who gets your vote today? Is it Ron Paul? Ron Paul's been swinging a lot lately. He came out, as you just heard me say, that too many rights are being trampled on with the whole drone thing, so he doesn't like that, saying that it's unconstitutional, and that has to do with taking that American-born terrorist out on Friday, the Muslim cleric who was inciting all kinds of violence against the U.S. I don't agree with his stance on that, but I agree with a lot of what Paul has to say, a lot of it surrounding our monetary system, the Federal Reserve, and how we need to audit that sucker, and also taking out the soldiers that we have overseas and how much of an investment we have in the Middle East because we can't afford it. All the money that we're throwing down the rat hole, and while our country sits in this sad, sad deficit that none of us can really put into words. When you say $14 trillion, how much is $14 trillion? How many sports teams, I guess, could you buy? Every single franchise in the NFL, if you wanted to think of that, owning all the franchises, add it all up, and collectively, does that make $14 trillion? The answer is no. You'd have to throw in some other things, too. So, if you want to weigh in on that, you can do what I'm going to do next and go to the mailbag. Go to our website, americatonight.net. Click on the email there and tell me who you think should be president, who you would vote for right now. So let's head to that mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Kate, this is Jean, listening to you in Ottumwa, Iowa. I have a question. I've heard you talk about this once or twice. What's the deal with the American girl in Italy? I asked the question because I saw something on Dateline, and I didn't really understand what happened and how nutty this whole thing has been. Can you make sense of it? Well, it's interesting, and that's why I brought it up before we went to the mailbag. This is a huge story now because Amanda Knox is being held and is accused of and just went on trial for the murder. She was the prime suspect or one of the prime suspects in the murder of her British roommate. She had a boyfriend named Rafael Salito, from what I understand, because I've seen those Datelines too. That's all they do. They run this story. And it's not funny. It's actually sad. They were convicted in 2009. He got 25 years. She got 26 years. Her family was shocked. She said she didn't do it, all this other stuff. And then they went to try to appeal it. So their co-defendants, again, because that's how they do it there, they're trying to overturn the guilty verdicts in an appeals trial. And that decision is coming down now. It's happening on a Monday. So this has gotten a ton of attention. It's because she's this attractive American girl who went over to school and now this crazy thing happened and, you know, she's not going to see the light of day for maybe the rest of her life the way it's looking. 26 years, it's not that whole good behavior thing we have in the United States. And what some people are saying or what her boyfriend is saying is that, you know, Knox stabbed her and another man because they tried to assault her. So the other man, that's why it's confusing, the other man was convicted in a trial and he had got like 30 years and he had his amount of years appealed and taken down. So the attention has focused on the two roommates. Like, what is the motive for this? And they're portraying this American woman as promiscuous and that she would, you know, do anything. And, you know, she's trying to learn Italian and, you know, all this other stuff. And that there was something going on with her, that she was all over the town and crazy and wild and that's what led to ultimately the murder of the other roommate, who was more kind of a bookish kind of girl, I guess. Crazy story. I mean, you're right. It's twisted. It's crazy. And they're focusing on all kinds of things and DNA and you know, where did the knife come from and all that kind of stuff. And I guess that's what really hurt during the trial. So does she end up winning the appeal or not? Pretty scary if you're sitting in prison and she is innocent, if this woman is innocent and she's sitting there and she's got to go through that Italian court system. still not as bad as the two hikers that had to do what they had to do in Iran, served the 2 years in the worst prison in the face of the earth. And then, luckily, they were allowed to give a bribe, because that's what it was, of $1 million so they could get out of Iran. But there's no bribes to be had here. I mean, if the appeal isn't overturned or they don't chunk down some of those years, she's staying in Italy. And she's already been there since 2007. So this goes on and on and on. And this is it. I mean, this is the appeal, and nothing's going to happen after that. Pretty scary. All right, here's another one. I hope that answers the question. It's a confusing trial. It has to center around, again, this American attractive girl who they're portraying as loose morals with a studious British woman who's living with her, and then she slaughtered her. And the boyfriend had something to do with it, too, and that's what they convicted them on, her murder. Mm. All right, let's move to this one. This comes to us from Christy, who says, Kate, I heard you mention this thing about your poll on America Tonight, and I like that you've read some of the emails on the air and what people have had to say. Let me just now tell you, I really, really like Ron Paul. I understand that Ron Paul gets put in sometimes kind of a kooky category. I don't understand why, though, but I understand because he was ahead of his time. I think you've said that in the past. I like him. I like the idea that he wants to put a cap on our monetary system, thinks we have to operate in a budget. Can you imagine that? And doesn't believe in the Federal Reserve. Bravo for Paul for being as brave as he has been all these years. And obviously the people in his district like him because they keep reelecting him. I say Ron Paul for president. Mark me down for Paul. All right, so there you go. Another straw poll vote for Ron Paul, who really is now tied with Herman Cain. They both have 15. Over the weekend, there were some more votes that came in. Rick Perry had 5. He went up to 8. Mitt Romney had 4. He went up to 7. Michelle Bachmann gained a couple of votes. She was at 3. She went up to 6. And everybody else, like Newt Gingrich or John Huntsman, Rick Santorum, none of them have come up so far in the straw poll. As I said, it's up for grabs. I mean, whoever you think we can put in there. You look at the Republicans, who do you think it's going to be if you have to vote in that direction? Who are you voting for now at this point? So, all right, let's move along to another one. This comes to us from Anne, who says, Dear America Tonight, I know that you sometimes do the daily salute, and I'm hoping that you'll bring that back again. I really liked it because all the other news is such doom and gloom, isn't it? Did you see the story about the plane that plowed into the Ferris wheel? I would say that'd make a good daily salute for the fact that none of the people were killed. I think it's a crazy deal. I know that it happened in, again, down under somewhere, but I don't know much more of the details. What do you think about that one as a nail the score? I mean, not nail the score, as a daily salute. Nail the scores in my brain as a daily salute. Well, it's funny you mentioned daily salute. We are kind of bringing the daily salute back. And I did read that story, and it was a small, I think, single engine plane that went into the Ferris wheel. And shockingly, the people in the plane weren't killed. And nobody on the Ferris wheel was killed either. And they were up there for a while, for hours, where they tried to pull them down. And those rescue workers deserve credit. I mean, what a scary thing that would be to be stuck up there. Can you imagine? That's crazy. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Job gives to Foster. A cut back to the right. Has a little room. 45. He gets across the 40. The 35. The 30. The 20. The 15. 10. 5. Touchdown, Arian Foster. My goodness. What a cutback.
Hand off Colbert. There's your dive. Touchdown, San Diego. Ball came loose after the fact. But they're saying Mike Colbert is in. That's the early indication. The ball was loose. Miami is on it. But the call right now is touchdown San Diego.
Ridley, the running back, takes the handoff through a hole on the 30-yard line at the 25. Inside the 25, 20, 15 to the 10, to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, rookie Stephen Ridley. Takes it 33 yards.
A line drive, and it could be trouble. 31-yard line. Hester fakes left, cuts to the right. Now back to the left again. He's got blockers. 40, 50, Panther territory. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He does a somersault for his NFL leading 15th return game touchdown in his 5-year and 3-game career.
The snap is good. The kick is up. It is on the way, and the kick is good. And the clock winds down to zero, and the Buffalo Bills lose it on the last play of the game. A 43-yard field goal from Mike Nugent knocks the Bills out of the ranks of the unbeaten.
Manning takes a low snap, back, throws one left down the sideline for Nick, who makes the catch for the touchdown! With 2:30 to go, the key miss! Speed is man down the left sideline! And the Giants have the lead back.
Flag is down before they throw the fade to the right side of the end zone to Johnson for the touchdown. The flag was thrown before the snap.
Defense, 12 men on the field. That's a snap. Penalty declined. Result of the play. Touchdown.
Second turnover.
Sandvision Business at the 27. Off play action. Has that one intercepted. Picked off by Lardarius Webb. And they give it right back to the Ravens.
Suggs goes hard inside. Sanchez has to rush it. Doesn't see it. And I tell you, these are two great defensive teams, but this is insanity. I mean, if the offenses never take the field, you'd end up having a better chance to win this game.
Oh, yeah, it was that kind of week at the end. Don't you love that? And what a fitting end of the week to the way it went down on Sunday night. It was, again, a crazy, crazy, crazy week. Baltimore thrashing the Jets 34-17. The Jets, it's like they didn't show up at all from the very beginning. And the rest of what you heard there, excellent highlight package, by the way. Matt Johnson does such a great job of that. You look at, for example, Buffalo. You know, they kept it close enough. We're thinking that Buffalo's world beaters and that they were going to be undefeated all the way, maybe not all the way through, but maybe for a couple more games. Cincinnati beats them 23-20. Detroit and Dallas, that was the big one because they were so far behind. It was the worst collapse for any Cowboy team ever to try to overcome 20-some points at the halfway point of the game for the Lions was incredible. Again, the final score there, 34-30. That was our nail the score game. Nobody nailed the score. Vikings just are brutal. The Vikings are nowhere. Purple people eaters should just adopt another team or wait until next year because Kansas City ends up beating them. Could Kansas City be any lower in the totem pole? 22-17, the final score in that game. Philadelphia, another collapse for them. Didn't play well really on either side of the ball except from the very beginning. So San Francisco takes advantage. Just a point separates them, 24-23. And how about Houston over Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, they're like a team that can they win? 17-10. New York rallies back, the Giants, and they beat Arizona. It was epic for them, 31-27, but really should they have been in that position. Atlanta, I would think, would have separated themselves from Seattle much more than they did, 30-28, the final there. Green Bay rolls over Denver, 49-23, and New England does the same thing to Oakland, 31-19. Matt, you're in Minnesota. That's where the mothership is for the GCN network. What is going on with the Vikings?
I don't know. Hockey season starting this weekend, though.
So you might get the number one pick in the NFL, the Heisman Trophy winner, maybe.
Hey, we drafted Christian Ponder this year. I am all in favor of doing exactly what Carolina did when they drafted Jimmy Clausen and then the following year got Cam Newton. Look how that's working out. So I'm saying lose every game this year, get Andrew Luck. We can trade Christian Ponder, do whatever, and let's just roll with that guy because this year is it's over already. And it's too bad because I love the NFL, but now it's just it's fantasy football time for me because the Vikings are all out of it. And I don't even want to get in college football. The drubbing that my Minnesota Gophers took this week at Michigan, that was also painful. So in football, Minnesota is not the place to live if you're into football. Maybe high school football, but that's about all we can have going on around here. So I'm just excited that hockey season is starting so I can finally have a team root for. Although my Minnesota Lynx, I can't say my though because I've never seen a game ever. But at least somebody in this town can win. The Lynx are in the WNBA finals. But other than that, it is just loser town USA in here.
No kidding. After the Twins' horrible season,
it's awful right now.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
Did the Twins lose 100 games? What they lose?
Oh no, we were on the 99. Verge. We had 99, and we had a walk off hit in the bottom of the ninth inning to end the season sub 100. So we had that to root for, I guess.
Crazy.
It's just awful right now.
Who do you think? I was going to throw this out. Who do you think the most exciting team to watch is? I think it is the Lions, and I think it's the young quarterback, Matt Stafford, who he's like Matty Ice. He's seemed like he was, you know, hey, we're down 20 points, and they come out, and he helps turn it around. Of course, he had some help from Calvin Johnson, who is a stud.
Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford are just a dynamic duo. They, if they can both stay healthy, and that's been the problem, is Stafford's been hurt the last two, maybe even 3 years, but they are so deadly together. I was honestly just amazed. There was a catch today. Calvin Johnson was triple covered. He went up and just brought the ball down like the only person I've ever seen do it is Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yeah. And it was an exciting game for people who were not Dallas fans, but not such a game if you're a Dallas fan, because you had to be thinking that they were putting this away. And certainly, with the amount of points they have put on the board, that this wasn't going to turn around the way it did. And it did. Just sloppy play, and Tony Romo has to beat himself up over this because of the interceptions. How does that happen when you go through that entire game, get to the third quarter, then get to the fourth quarter, and you know your back is so far against the wall? How's that happening? What's going on with the reads? How is he missing that? I'm sure he's beating himself up, like I said, while the other quarterback who is on this team of coulda, woulda, shoulda, and we're gonna. That's the thing. This is the Lions like you haven't seen them in a very, very long time. And boy, did they take the initiative on the field. 4-0. And interesting about Matt Stafford, he had dozens of friends. Guys, can you relate to that? Think about that. Just in your wildest fantasy, for 1 week, you get to be an NFL quarterback. And then your family is sitting there in the box watching this epic comeback, because you grew up in that area. So his family watched this epic comeback, and they had to be going crazy. And it had to be kind of a mixed deal, too, because, by the way, he grew up a Cowboys fan. He grew up in Dallas. Not mixed for him because he wants to win the game, but you've got all these relatives there who are lifelong Cowboy fans, and of course they're rooting for you, but their entire lives, they've rooted for the team with the star on the field. So crazy, a very crazy week in the NFL. And a good time to remind you once again that the reason we do this is to lighten the load, to have a little fun. Why are we fighting for these freedoms and fighting to defend our freedoms? So we can enjoy our American culture, whatever that is. Whether you like to kick back and read biker magazines on the weekend in your hammock, or you're catching a little NFL. Maybe like Matt, you're focused on fantasy football, or you're just focused on a particular team because you're a fan of them. I'm a fan of the Eagles, so you can imagine the kind of weekend it was for me. They start off always where they get your hopes up. That's why they say it's four quarters, and they unraveled quickly. So the Eagles are 1-3, while the 49ers walk away with a big win on the road in Philadelphia, 3-1. If you looked at a schedule, would you have ever thought that would happen? What game would you have circled there? Come on now.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.